freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, of course.
Till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Literally anything, political, personal, whatever it is that you want to talk about, our phone lines are open for you. We're not going to screen you out based on your topic. So, again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system. We've got hundreds of users, thousands of posts, and note to the board operator, we are hearing something in our headphones there. 1-800-259-9231. So log on at freetalklive.com, and you get the bulletin board system. And actually, I've been going through the BBS and purging out some of the non-existent users. So our new user count, while it's lower than it was a couple days ago, is more accurate now.
Okay.
Because just, I guess, over time, some people change their email addresses and just kind of go away. And actually, when you first sign up for the BBS, you have to put in your email address, and it has to be legitimate. If it's not, you'll never get into the bulletin board system because it has to send a verification message to it. And I'd never been going through and deleting. I hadn't just bothered to go through and delete those accounts that never got confirmed. So now the 250-some people that we have on the BBS, all accurate. So anyway, just I feel good about that. I feel like I cleaned house a little bit.
So how many users do we have then?
We got about 250.
250,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can join the fun there. All kinds of conversation, everything from the asinine to the intellectual. And interestingly enough, we had someone call the show earlier this week. His name's Paul. And you remember that call, right?
Yes.
Where he basically attacked me for not being, I think attacked all of us for not being real libertarians. And he had all sorts of mean things to say. And he's kind of had a bad attitude on the BBS. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, I got a private message from him saying that he's sorry.
Okay.
So I said, you know what?
You're forgiven,
buddy. I said, respect has, you know, something that has to be earned. You just bought yourself a few points. You know, we'll see if he can keep it up. We'll see if he can continue to be respectful towards the other people on the BBS. And, of course, he's always welcome to call in here and discuss the issues with us at 800-259-9231. Don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
I tell you, it's one of those days where there's not much in the news, at least that interests me. I guess with the big story, one of the big stories of the day is the Attorney General nominee has been confirmed at this point, right? What are you going to say about that? Are you for or against it? Call us up. I mean, what else can you say?
There you go.
Yeah.
Another big government bureaucrat in place.
Another power monger in office in Washington, D.C. Now, here's somebody that nobody really knows, but I think it's a much, much more interesting story. It's very short. At a panel discussion in San Diego on Tuesday, a top Marine general told an audience that, among other things, it's fun to shoot some people. The comment made by Lieutenant General James Mattis came in reference to fighting insurgents in Iraq. He went on to say, quote, "Actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. I like brawling. You go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot 'em."
Well, it's kind of a provincial attitude, but
it's kind of a redneck attitude.
Well, that's what
I was adding
that's what
the
that
accent.
Term means.
I was adding the accent. Oh, I didn't know that. You learn something new every night on Free Talk Live. At least I do.
It's a nice way to say redneck.
Provincial.
Provincial.
It sounds a kind of upper crust.
No.
Really?
Like from the provinces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway. But you sort of want a warrior in your army that has that attitude. I can see that.
Well, I don't think you can make you're not making excuses for this guy, are you? Because I mean, that's just the most barbaric thing that
I think I want barbarians in my Marines.
But no, you don't want barbarians in your Marines. You want men who are able to defend the country. This guy wants to go out and kill some towel heads.
Well, it doesn't matter if the president doesn't send him. He's moved around by the commander in chief.
Right.
So I think that you do want vicious killers, which is what this guy is. He's a vicious, cold-blooded killer.
Right. Well, at this point, this guy's an old man. He's a general, but he's a former vicious, cold-blooded killer, and I guess that stuff never leaves your blood, I suppose.
Right. He's a vicious, cold-blooded commander. How's that?
Right.
But at the same time, he's controlled. He's under control by the commander-in-chief.
Okay.
So if the commander-in-chief doesn't send him anywhere, he can't go out and kill towelheads.
Okay, fine, yes. Obviously, it all comes back to what George Bush did, and that is he violated the Constitution by sending our military outside of the nation's borders.
How do you say he violated the Constitution, just out of curiosity?
Well, the Constitution is being violated on a daily basis because the military is in existence. According to the Constitution, we're not supposed to have a standing military, with the exception of a Navy.
Right.
For longer than 2 years. And by my calculations, we're a bit overdue there. I mean, we're a little overdue to go ahead and abolish it again.
But then again, everybody's violated that up till now.
Oh, absolutely. But then again, the mistakes of one's predecessors are no excuse for George Bush's mistakes or George Bush's violations. He's just the guy who's currently in office. If this was 1998 and we were doing this show, I'd be railing against Bill Clinton.
Oh, I know you would.
If it was 92 or 91, I'd be railing against George Bush, because they're all just a bunch of thugs to me. They're just a bunch of well-dressed thugs, I guess you could say, because your typical street thug obviously can't afford the Armani suits or whatever it is that these guys wear.
What about mafia dons?
Mafia dons, yeah, exactly right. Exactly. So George Bush orders this this buffoon James Mattis over to Iraq and Afghanistan, and is it any surprise that the troops take on kind of this same demeanor? Not all of the troops, but a lot of the troops kind of have the,
sure,
yee-haw, let's go kill some people.
Well, no one
attitude.
I wouldn't doubt that if they're 19-year-old males, that they have that attitude.
Well, I don't think that's not fair to say about all 19-year-old
males. It's not, but I mean, at 19, I probably would have had that attitude.
I think it's just the most sick, twisted attitude, and I would be embarrassed to even know this guy. I mean, the idea that shooting people is fun. No. The only reason you're supposed to be shooting somebody is in self-defense, and most people who do it don't really take pleasure in it. I think that shows. This is the same kind of guy who tortured, you know, animals when he was growing up. It's just that instead of becoming a mass murderer, he joined the military, where he could murder people and it'd be legal, basically, right? Doesn't that sound like what this guy is? I mean, because if you enjoy shooting people, you're basically a sick F. You're a sadist. You like to hurt people. You like to induce pain. And you were saying, actually, before we went on, well, I'm sure, you said, I think it probably would be fun if it was from far away. No, that's not fun. You're shooting a human being. You're shooting someone who has a wife and kids and a family or a grandmother, friends. And
I think people that do that find that out after a period of time.
This guy hasn't.
Well,
this is an old man. He looks like he's in his late 50s. Early 60s. He's a general.
That's why he's cold-blooded.
He hasn't figured it out yet. Yeah, well, anyway, it's just disgusting to me to see this kind of an attitude. And we've seen it before. There have been videos that have come out of Iraq that one of the embedded reporters happened to catch. I remember we saw, I guess it was about a year ago, we saw footage of a couple of good old boys in the military just taking pot shots at some guy who was laying on the ground. They'd already injured the dude somehow, and it didn't show how he got injured on the video.
Right.
Whether it was a bomb dropping, or they actually had already shot him once, or whatever. And he's laying on the ground, writhing in pain, and they're just hooting and hollering and have a good old time, just taking pot shots at that old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Just that attitude is just disgusting to me, and it's, I don't have any way of describing it besides just utterly disgusting. And inhumane. How about that? Inhumane.
Certainly it's inhumane. War is hell, after all.
It absolutely is, which I think is probably a reason why the Constitution says that we're not supposed to have a standing military for more than 2 years at a time. What's the justification for breaking that provision in the Constitution? Who was the first to break it, I guess? I mean, it must have been somebody like Abraham Lincoln, you know, so way, way back.
Probably Washington.
Maybe. Anyway, 800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control, bring up anything. You get some drug war stuff coming up, right, Mailch?
I do.
This is Free Talk Live. So get on the phones at 800-259-9231. Anything goes.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything that's on your mind, personal, political. And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And man, with
don't forget to log on. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. We get the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of women of all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages have sent us their pictures to prove that they listen to this show. And that's how excited, I guess, they are about listening to the show, that they actually took the time to send in their pictures. And we're so excited about their listening to the show, we decided to show them off online at freetalklive.com. So check that out. And explore the rest of the website as well. There's much, much more there, and it's all on the house. Again, freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, what's going on with the drug war? It sounds like from what you told me, there might be some good news?
It sounds like pretty good news. The millions of people who watch the Super Bowl this Sunday will be inundated with commercials promoting everything from sandwiches to cars, but you'll be happy to know that sports fans won't be subjected to
another... Are you a Super Bowl watcher?
I always watch the Super Bowl.
But do you watch any other football?
If the Buccaneers, which are, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are
right.
playing, then I will generally watch them. But I'm not a what you would call, I don't know, I can't name five players.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't call myself a big fan or anything like that. I like to hear good sports stories,
mm-hmm.
but that's about it. I'm not so anti sports because I know that those guys make amazing achievements. They, you know, they're the quote unquote heroes of the nation in a lot of ways.
Hmm.
So,
why do you watch just the Super Bowl? Is it just because everyone else does?
Yeah,
or?
It's sort of a, you know, it's an opportunity for a get-together.
Socializing with
yeah.
people you don't normally socialize with?
I don't even usually watch the game because it's usually not that great.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, as I recall, the times that I've been to Super Bowl parties, there's always other things going on mm-hmm. and really only a few hardcore types are actually watching the game, and then more people tend to tune in during maybe the third and fourth quarters to, you know, watch the wrap up or mm-hmm. or watch as the, you know, really gets down to it if it was indeed a close game.
Most football games I would prefer to watch the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that way there's been some scoring going on, you're either up, you're down, one or the other, and it's worth watching that last quarter for me.
I've always ended up somewhere, I think, over the past few years for Super Bowl, even though I'm like you, during the season, I don't pay any attention. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to pay attention to the scores, and that's about it.
Mm.
And I've kind of, my interest has just waned and waned and waned. And
well, the Bucks have not been so good the last couple of years, so my interest has waned too.
Got it. So you're like one of those fair weather fans where if they're doing good, you're behind them. But
I've always voted for the Buccaneers
okay.
Since 1976 is when they started.
They did lousy this time out, didn't they?
They didn't do that great.
Okay. And so then this year it looks like I've come to the point of I've just decided I think I'll stay home.
But you stay home all the time.
I know, man.
Don't you have any friends?
No, my house. I have to clean it.
Whatever.
I know you just don't. You just don't understand the level of cleanliness
okay.
that is the Ian household. All right. What's going on with the drug war? I'm off on a tangent.
All right. The sports fans won't be subjected to another round of outrageous government ads comparing marijuana smokers to terrorists, claiming that smoking marijuana will make you shoot your neighbor, or declaring marijuana
what?
The most dangerous drug in America. Apparently that was a...
These are the new claims?
That was an old claim.
Oh, these are what they did last year?
And years in the past. Yes.
Okay.
Because these ads won't run, taxpayers save millions of dollars. And they have you to thank. Well, the supporters of the drug policy...
You know,
Alliance,
it's a good that thing is. That there's... It's a good thing that that's an absolute, utter lie, that marijuana will make you shoot your neighbor. I mean, we've heard all of... over the few years this show's been on the air, we've heard all of the false claims about marijuana, and that's a new one on me. And thank goodness, because there was this one neighborhood that I lived in where the guy next door to me on one side was a former marijuana dealer.
Okay.
Currently a fireman in town.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure his daughter was a current smoker. Probably if he was a dealer, he probably still currently smoked it as well. The guy on the other side, now I don't know if he was a smoker, but he definitely had some plants growing out in his backyard. I can tell you that is absolutely a fact. So, I mean, I was surrounded by pothead neighbors, basically. Thank goodness they didn't come over and try and shoot me.
No.
So maybe that is total bunk.
I think you have more to fear from your alcohol drinking neighbors than you do your.
Oh, absolutely!
I was watching the Sarasota Film Festival is going on here in the area, and it's a festival in one of the towns in the Tampa Bay area, and I saw a little short film done by a local movie producer
mm-hmm.
called "Beaten, Bruised, and Battered." I believe it was called "Broken." Beaten, Bruised, and Broken. It was about domestic violence.
Okay,
and it seemed like. You heard alcohol come up in every one of these stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, just over and over again. Dad would get to drinking or whatever.
Did they only focus on men beating women?
They did.
That's so unfair.
There was one case where, you know, a woman was also a perpetrator.
Oh, really? Okay. So at least they brought that to light somewhat.
But she got hit back, so,
okay.
by a guy who's bigger than her.
They're perfect for one another, then.
Yeah. Have fun. Apparently, yeah. they were still married. Marital bliss.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and I was just sitting there thinking, you know, what if history had a little quirk in it and alcohol had stayed illegal but marijuana had become legal? Now, I'm not a big supporter that people should smoke marijuana. I think it's a... I don't see it producing a lot of good in the world. At the same time, I don't see keeping it illegal. I see keeping it illegal.
Wait, alcohol's not producing a lot of good? Is that what you're saying? Or marijuana? I missed that.
Marijuana's not producing a lot of good. Neither is alcohol, really.
Well, they're enriching a number of individuals around the world. I mean, that's for sure.
Certainly, people are getting rich off of it.
The brewers of alcohol are... I think they've got some good things going on in their lives.
Well, the amount of advertising that Anheuser-Busch does, you'd think they were making some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But be that as it may, I don't see that it does the end user.
The end user's certainly lives are not benefited by drinking
alcohol.
But I
do like drinking beer.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. It makes my life...
Well, you like it because you get drunk?
I don't drink to get drunk,
What's the point?
For me, it's, you know, I mean, I, at this point, I like the taste. At one point, I would have said, I don't like the taste at all.
See, now, that's the thing I just don't understand. And maybe it's just that I'm so young, I just don't get it. Or maybe it's because I don't drink anymore. But I used to drink. And I always figured, well, alcohol is alcohol for a reason. You know, the point of drinking alcohol is so you can alter your senses, so you can be in an altered state of mind and be drunk. Well, whether it be a little bit drunk or a lot drunk, that's kind of the point to drinking. Do you really drink it for the taste, or is that just what you're saying? I mean, come on.
I do like the taste of Guinness. That I absolutely do.
Okay.
But since you call drunk anything that of any state of any altered state, that I will use that term, then drunk. I would say that I, you know, it helps me loosen up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And you know, 2-3 beers. Not going to get somebody what I would call drunk.
No, it won't
get
you
drunk.
Plastering.
Is like, you know, staggering around and slurring your speech. That's not what I do. But, you know, I often drink a beer or two at night after the show.
Fair enough.
Not every night, but, you know, when the beer's in the house.
So you were trying to imagine what it would be like if alcohol had stayed illegal. I mean, we know what it was like for a little while because it was illegal in this country.
Right.
During Prohibition times for alcohol.
And we can see what a disaster that was.
It was horrible.
Right. People getting killed in the streets over
liquor. Well, of course, it didn't stop anybody either.
No.
That's the important part. I mean, they ended up drinking it out of teacups and that sort of thing. The upper crust were just drinking their hard liquor from teacups to make it look like they were drinking coffee or whatever.
Indeed.
Instead, it was actually... The hard stuff.
Yeah.
And also the fact that they had to manufacture it outside of the normal routes, like in somebody's back shed, meant that moonshine was really dangerous.
Yes.
And you could go blind and all of that other fun stuff. We're going to come back with more of this, though. If you got a comment, 800-259-9231, take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You can literally hijack the airwaves and take control of the show. And don't forget, if you miss a moment, you can always grab the archives. Online at freetalklive.com, right there at the front page of the site. You click, you download, it's on the house. No logging in, no membership fee. The last 6 days of the show right there, available to you for free, courtesy of your friends here at Free Talk Live. So we're talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about the war on drugs. And apparently the Super Bowl has always been a big venue for our government to spend your tax dollars on. What do the commercials cost this year? $2 million for a 30-second spot or something like that? Almost seems like a bargain. How many viewers are you getting for that?
Lots. Right. Lots and lots.
Yeah, and actually...
But you see what it did for the dot-coms in 2000 or 2001. I think it was 2000. All those dot-com businesses bought Super Bowl ads.
Oh, and then they burned out. But yes. That's their business. That's the problem with their business plan, not the problem with the advertising, right?
I think that...
Don't you think if Free Talk Live had a couple million dollars, we'd gain a few listeners from advertising during the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. But at the same time, I have a dispute of reach versus frequency in the advertising venue. I think
Good point.
You need frequency as opposed to reach.
I agree, which is why you have to buy more than one during the Super Bowl.
Right. You have to convince people of things. Now, certainly reach has its place. Reach is how many people you reach, and frequency is how many times you reach them. I think that reach certainly has its place, but I'm a bigger believer in frequency. Of course,
I agree.
That's what we're taught in radio. I'm sure that if you're newspaper...
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you're in the newspaper, don't you think frequency would work as well? I mean,
Absolutely. Every
day having an ad in the same place in the paper?
Yes.
Something like that?
As a matter of fact, the newspapers all over the nation have been switching to smaller frequency-based ads.
There you go.
But suppose the New York Times would be the largest newspaper in the nation,
right?
And you can't afford to advertise. Most businesses can't afford to advertise that on a frequent basis.
Sure, good point.
Okay,
so what's going on with the Super Bowl and the drug war and all that fun stuff?
Okay, these costly drug ads do nothing to reduce drug use. We
get out of here.
Yep. We listen. We go to work, and now the government's propaganda machine is on its last legs. Let's see, and we're looking for your help to disseminate it. This is a letter from
Who's saying this?
This is a letter from the Drug Policy Alliance that I got.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
An anti-drug war group.
Yes.
Got it.
And I think that there's some interesting information in the letter. That's why I'm reading it, but it basically, you know, they're asking for money to help fight the drug war.
Right.
Which, it's not money poorly spent, in my opinion.
No, but I think I'd rather put my money in, I think, where it'd be a little bit more effective. Fighting the drug war in Washington... It's a tough, tough challenge. I think
they've seen some progress.
They have, but I'd rather put my money towards like the Free State Project and that sort of thing. But go ahead.
That's where your money will go then.
That's right.
With the help of thousands of people around the country, we are able to get those unbelievable smoke a joint and you're a terrorist ads off the air. In fact, the government hasn't run an ad like that since 2003.
Really?
Although it does continue to run other anti-marijuana ads.
Oh, yeah. I saw one the other night on television.
Always.
And I don't watch very much TV.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch any. I haven't watched any in weeks.
The only reason I come across it is because now and then I encounter my fiance, who happens to be watching it somewhere in the house, and And I'll sit in there with her for 15, 20 minutes and just be there while she's watching the TV. And just the fact that I've only been in there a few times in maybe 1 week shows how often they must be running these ads, because I spotted one of them.
You may also remember that we were successful last year in stopping Congress from allowing the drug czar to use the ad campaign budget to run ads against marijuana-related ballot measures and pro-reform congressional candidates.
Okay.
But reform isn't enough. The entire program should be eliminated. The government has program of...
Anti-drug program.
The
entire commercial
program is what they're saying.
Well, because they're pointless. I mean, I'm sure, as they're going to point out here, they don't do anything to curb drug use. Studies have shown that kids, really, that's who they're targeting them at.
One would think.
Some of them are targeted at parents, you know, like, get responsible, teach your kids about drugs. But most of them are targeted at kids. And kids' response has been laughter, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, they show these commercials to test groups of kids, and they just think they're jokes. And, of course, the reason for that is because most of them smoke marijuana, and they know it's not a big deal.
I think there's a lot of power in advertising, and I do believe that it does affect people.
I'm sure it affects the fifth graders.
As a matter of fact, if it didn't have any effect, the Drug Policy Alliance wouldn't be trying to get them off the air.
Okay, it may have an effect on, like, fifth graders and sixth graders who don't know any better, but the thing is, I went to DARE class. Now, I think that you didn't have DARE class when you were in high school.
No, sounds like a waste of my taxpaying dollars, too.
Was there any sort of a anti-drug interdiction sort of a class when you were in high school? Well, when I went, it was in fifth grade. Now I'm being told that they're doing it as early as first grade, teaching 6-year-olds about drugs. Who knows what goes on in the classes. But we were one of the first, I think, classes in, I guess, the early 90s was when it was, when they first started up this program. And I can't tell you how many people that I knew in high school that were marijuana smokers. So obviously it doesn't have very much effect. In fact, studies have shown that the DARE program as a whole is an utter failure, just like most all government programs are. But yet it continues to get more funding and more funding and more funding, just like these advertisements.
Perhaps. I think that sometimes I think that people can have their studies slanted. It seems to me that... The anti-smoking advertisements have been very successful over the years.
What, those truth ads?
Not the truth ads. I don't like those. I think those are kind of lame.
Well, what are you talking about?
But you would have to say that smoking has continued to go down over the years.
Has it? I don't really know.
It has.
Okay, I'll take your word
for it. Fewer and fewer kids are smoking, which is great.
Great thing. Good deal.
And it'd be great if they didn't use drugs, too. But I don't think that...
Well, as long as you keep telling them not to do it, they'll keep doing it.
Perhaps. Anyway,
at least with cigarettes, you can really point to a lot of cases of people who've had negative, deleterious effects on their health because of smoking them. Really, with drugs, the only thing you can point to is maybe an occasional overdose or something like that from a heroin user. I mean, as far as the damage that it can do. I'm not saying that drugs don't do damage, but when you're trying to set an example or make an example in front of some kids, it's a lot easier with cigarettes than it is with hard drugs.
Well, I think that hard drugs especially, I mean, you can see their lifestyle immediately begin to just crash around them. I think that the effects are much quicker with hard drugs, but I think it's because they're illegal, not because they're necessarily going to cause that to happen.
So they have... How did they manage to get these commercials pulled? Just because they...
Lobbied
and they just decided to stop? It doesn't seem like that would normally be something that would put an end to that.
If enough people... with enough people with enough money behind them can get things done in Washington.
Well, hey, that's great. Well, congratulations to them. Is there more detail?
There's more detail. Do you want to go on? Or?
Not particularly.
Okay,
I mean, unless it's really that interesting.
Next one. I really don't have much here.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. Well, what do you think, listeners, of these anti-drug commercials? Do you think they have an effect on kids? Maybe some of you are parents and you've been in the same room as your children as these commercials come on. What's the response like? Have they ever started a conversation with you and your kids? I don't know. I don't have kids, so I can't say. I know that I laugh at them. I mean, it's kind of a simultaneous laugh and cry at the same time because this is my money. These are my tax dollars being squandered on some advertising agency. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and of course it does nothing to stop your kids from using drugs. Only you can do that, parents, and even you have limited effect. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You can get the updates. It tells you all the interesting news that's going on with Free Talk Live, whether we're going to get a new affiliate or whether there's a new Shriner on the Shrine of Female Listeners or anything else exciting going on with the show.
Whatever you need to know, you find out first if you're a member of the updates list. And, of course, just like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's absolutely free. We're talking about the war on drugs, which I got to say, probably one of Free Talk Live's pet issues. We talk about it all the time on this show. When I say all the time, I mean, once a week, once every 2 weeks, something like that?
Probably more than once every 2 weeks.
There's always some new story that comes out, whether it be a corrupt cop busted for dealing cocaine out of the back of his cop car or something else, you know, like what we're talking about here with the drug czar's office not playing their commercials on television, or not playing, I guess, specific anti-drug commercials on television. They still have a lot of them running, but are none of them going to be running during the Super Bowl?
No drug commercials will be running during the Super Bowl.
No anti-drug commercials will be running during the Super Bowl, so thank goodness. Might actually give me a reason to watch this this year. And I want to turn to what Harry Brown has to say about this. Man is just absolutely brilliant. He follows us on Saturday night. And he's got a fresh article out about the drug crisis. And he says that few people are aware that before World War I, a 9-year-old girl could walk into a drugstore and buy heroin.
Yeah.
That's right. Heroin. She didn't need a doctor's prescription or a note from her parents. She could buy it right off the shelf. Can you imagine that, Manwich?
Well, when I was a kid, I bought cigarettes for my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
When did the minimum age go in effect for that?
It wasn't. I just did it.
How old were you?
I was a child. I don't know, maybe 10.
Nobody cared back then, huh?
Yeah, we provincial, that word comes up again. We lived way out. way out. I grew up on a ranch. Ranchette, at least.
Well, was it like something where everyone knew who you were?
Right.
That kind of thing?
And what brand of cigarettes my dad smoked.
Got it. So, little man which comes into the store, and the store clerk automatically hands you what you need. You didn't even have to ask for it. They knew you that well.
Not quite that well, but pretty close.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, Bayer and other large drug companies sold heroin as a pain reliever and a sedative in measured doses, just the way aspirin is sold today. In fact, it's actually been said before that if aspirin actually had to go through the FDA 10-year-long approval process,
it'd never make it.
It wouldn't make it to market.
Nope. Sure wouldn't.
Isn't that just, I mean, that is just so telling about the situation that we have in this country today. I mean, the FDA, completely separate from this whole from the whole drug war issue, but they are restricting the amount of chemicals, the amount of pills that can come out onto the market, and therefore people are dying as a result of that. Imagine how many headaches, imagine how grouchy America would be without their aspirin. Right?
Yeah.
I don't take any of it, but I don't really have any headache problems necessarily. I know lots of people rely on the stuff.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make it to market today.
I keep it in my briefcase.
If the FDA of today was in charge when aspirin came out back in God knows when.
Yep.
I mean, it must have been a couple hundred years ago. Then
1890-something.
Yeah, 100 or so years ago.
There used to be a Bayer commercial on that, or actually it was a Tylenol commercial, and it was on, you know, telling you when aspirin came out and how much better than, you know, Tylenol was because it came out much later or something like that.
Well, cocaine, opium, and even marijuana were readily available as well. No drug enforcement agency, no undercover cops, no parents the anti-drug commercials, just people going about their own business in whatever way they chose. Seeing today's never-ending crisis of teenagers using drugs, you can imagine how bad it must have been when there were no laws to stop children or adults from using drugs. I mean, that's what most of these pro-drug war people think.
Sure, it would be chaos, right?
But, well, that's when we can ever get one on the phone, that'll be a claim that they'll make. Well, if we legalize drugs, they'll be crackheads all over the place.
They'll be dying on the streets.
Well, a few people were indeed, back in about 100 or so years ago, a few people were addicted to heroin or cocaine, but just as few people today are addicted to sleeping pills or Big Macs. But there was no national uproar about it. Such people, if they wanted to break their habits, could freely consult doctors without fear of being sent to prison. Not to mention, they didn't have to rob anybody to get the money to buy their product.
That's what bothers me.
There were no black market drug dealers preying on school children. There were no gang wars over drug profits, because there were no drug gangs. After all, who would buy dangerous drugs from a gangster at outrageous street prices when he could buy safe drugs made by a reputable drug company at modest prices? Now, when he puts the word safe in front of drugs, no drug is safe if you abuse it, obviously. But what he's saying there is, if you're gonna do some crystal meth, would you rather do it if it was made by Bubba in his back shed, or would you rather do some crystal meth that was made, you know, in a lab, in a controlled environment, that sort of thing?
Clearly, one's better than the other.
You know, the impurities would be taken out.
I read an article on ecstasy.
Okay.
This is a club drug. Is what they called it, and it's taken by younger people.
By a lot of people.
Younger than myself. It's kind of like popular with people younger than myself, I think.
Okay.
And it was apparently legal in the 80s, and then...
It was, early 80s.
Right, early 80s it was, and then through the mid to late 80s, it was still accessible. There was plenty of it around still.
Right.
And it was, you know, pure pharmaceutical stuff. And then, as the black market, you know, as the mafia or whatever, organized crime gets involved, suddenly you start seeing heroin in this stuff to get people addicted to it. They start putting all kinds of chemicals and additives in it.
We'll talk more about ecstasy coming up. 1-800-259. It's interesting. 800-259-9231. If you're a user, you want to comment on how asinine you think this drug war is, do it. If you think the war on drugs is a good thing, we want to hear from you right now at 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. It's the remaining moments of hour number one, but we've got hours two and three still to come. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And actually, we do this six nights a week for your listening pleasure. So Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, and also the Saturday show currently from 8 to 10 at night. Although I can't tell you what's going to be happening soon with the Saturday show. You'll just have to stay tuned for that, or better yet, sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, live streaming. So if you've got a really piss-poor radio station signal in your area, and it's just intolerable, log on to freetalklive.com and tune in there. Also, if you don't have our feed in your area, if we're not on the air in your market, call your local talk stations tomorrow during the daytime, during business hours. Talk to the program director and let them know that you really want to hear Free Talk Live. You're tired of the bigots. You're tired of the xenophobe.
You'd be surprised how effective that is. I used to be a general manager of a little AM, and I paid attention when people called me with their what they had to say.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know that you're going to gain at least one listener. I mean, especially if you say you don't really like to listen to the show that they have on, and you say you would listen if they put Free Talk Live on. I mean, that's one for sure listener they know they've gotten. They know that that particular show generates really dedicated listeners, because not very many people call in and do that sort of thing. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So, talking about ecstasy, actually, right before we went away there. And you're right, Manwich, it was. I saw the ABC special. Have you seen that ABC special? It was like an hour-long show.
I think I did see that. I think that's probably where I got my information from.
They went through the history of it. It was created in, I think it was Dallas, Texas, in the early... I mean, it's been around for a little while. I guess it got popular as a recreational drug in Dallas, Texas in the early 80s. The DEA got wind of it eventually and made it a Schedule One, which means it's illegal to even prescribe at this point. And it's almost coming around full circle now, finally, after years of enforcement against the drug, and like you were saying, of course, the black market getting a hold of it. These drugs never go away, it's just they just go underground and get a little bit more dangerous. Now you've got doctors, again, lobbying the FDA, lobbying the DEA to let this drug back out there.
Yeah.
Because they're actually finding out that ecstasy... there's an organization called MAPS. I think it's Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies or something like Multidisciplinary Association on Psychedelic Studies or Psychotropic or something like that. And they have found that for people with severe trauma, like post-traumatic stress disorder, somebody who has been in a war, somebody who's been in a severe abusive situation at home, that sort of thing, for someone like that who has a real tough time vocalizing their feelings and the past and talking about it when they're in a session with like a psychologist, this drug allows them to drop all of those barriers. They've done these secret studies because they can't do them legally. So they just kind of, there are some psychologists out there who can get the drug, or actually what they do is they ask the patient to acquire the drug on the black market, and then they let the patient take the drug in the therapy room.
Wow.
And they actually go through therapy with these people and find that they can really make a difference and make the necessary mental connections and have them talk about the traumatic event in their lives in a real... full manner, I guess you could say, which is something they can't do without being on the drug because there are too many, I guess, brick walls of emotion built up there.
You mean the government doesn't know the best?
The government doesn't know best. All right, 800-259-9231. More coming up. You want to talk the drug war? We'll do it. If you want to change the topic, we can do that as well. That's why we're called Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...